This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm Marcy Silman. Well, Steve, that sound from the Seattle Seahawks, they're two wins away from the Super Bowl. Did you watch the game yesterday?
I would not have liked to have been competing against Seattle's secondary yesterday. Those guys were amazing.
Well, the team beat the St. Louis Rams 27-9, and that means that they clinched home field advantage for the NFL playoffs. They also earned a first-round bye. That means they get a week to rest, and then they host a playoff game 2 weeks from now. 2005, Seahawks were in the very same position. They did reach the Super Bowl, and we know they did not win. What are the chances this time around? Jerry Brewer is a columnist for the Seattle Times. He co-hosts a daily show on KJR Radio as well. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, delightful to have you. A number one seed, that means the Hawks play all their playoff games here?
Yes, until the Super Bowl. So if they can get out of the NFC, they need to get two home victories, and they'll be in the Super Bowl. So it's as good of a setup as it can get. That's what they've been playing for all year. And now we'll see if they can take care of business when it really matters at home.
How much does home field advantage help the Seahawks as compared to other teams?
There's been a lot of people who analyze things who think that the Seahawks have the greatest home field advantage in the NFL, not just from the standpoint of the crowd and 68,000 fans being so loud, but just the difference in the way the Seahawks play at home versus on the road. A lot of times they're about two touchdowns better at home than they are on the road. This year they went 6-2 on the road, so if they had to have played road playoff games, they would have been capable. That's the best record they've ever had on the road. But clearly when you look at their most dominant performances of this season and of many seasons at CenturyLink Field, they're a much, much better team at home. The biggest difference is on the road, they're likely to play close defensive games. At home, just for whatever reason, they have an ability to separate from opponents and really put a distance in between themselves and whoever they're playing.
I'm speaking with Seattle Times sports columnist Jerry Brewer. 2005, as I mentioned introducing you, the Seahawks had a number one seed. They got to the Super Bowl. How does this team compare to that team?
I think this team is actually better than the 2005 team. I mean, the question is their competition better as well? When you look at the numbers, the 2005 Seahawks outscored, their point differential was plus 181, which means they outscored opponents by 181 points over 16 games. This team, which is a much more defensive-minded team, their point differential is 186, which is a franchise record. So that means on the average they're beating opponents by about 12 points per game. Their defense is by far and away the number one defense in the NFL, led the league in five major defensive categories and about 12 defensive categories overall. Their offense is no comparison to the Mike Holmgren, Matt Hasselbeck, Sean Alexander 2005 Seahawks, but that 2005 Seahawks team, although they were so efficient, they only averaged 28 points per game, and this Seahawks offense this year still gets 26 points per game. So they're not as pedestrian on offense as some people think that they are. This is a very deep, a very balanced football team, and they're the best team in Seahawks history. We'll see if they prove it in the postseason.
And just briefly, Jerry Brewer, what do the Seahawks as a team mean to the city of Seattle right now?
They're the sporting passion of the city. You know, you're dealing with, it's been, 5 years, almost 6 years since the city hit rock bottom in 2008, which included the Sonics leaving. And this is the first time we've had a true dominant team since then. So they're the pride of the city right now, and they're also the ego of the city as well, because they are not a humble football team.
Well, it's fun to watch, and we'll be watching in 2 weeks. Jerry Brewer, columnist for Seattle Times, thanks for joining me.
Anytime.
This is The Record, where we throw the long ball.
I love that notion, the ego of the city, because it's probably true.
Heart of the city as well here. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.